This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Full time at the Ricoh Arena, Coventry City 2, Birmingham City 0. A night in which was our first watch along that we've done for about 2 years now, I think it is. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. It was a pretty good stream despite the result and despite the performance as well, which I was very disappointed with. I wasn't expecting to win this game really, judging on the form that we'd been in, but I expected a better performance, and we were looking pretty sharp towards the start of the first half. You know, had a couple of chances through on goal. Stansfield was working hard up front, so was Dembele and Duke. We just seem to fade. Like, I don't know what it is about us at the moment. We don't seem to be able to maintain the sort of momentum that we go with, and there's no end product as well. Like, a lot of the play always seems to break down towards when we get towards the goal. But yeah, we faded, and Coventry started to realize that, and they kept hold of the ball. They started dragging us out of position, and they scored from it. And Callum O'Hare got both goals tonight. Ex-Villa player, of course, you know, they always score against us. Adoma, Davis, they always score against us. And the goals he scored were very good as well. He worked very hard to get them. The second goal, I thought, was very impressive. He just seemed to delay and delay and delay, and then eventually got his shot off and beat Ruddy, who had a decent game, you know, saved the ball with his face at one point. Mark Roberts, back in the starting lineup today, played pretty decently. And obviously, Janinho Bakuna was playing at fullback, which is very Boya-esque. But it was one of those performances that made me start to think, you know, Rooney just doesn't look like he knows what he's doing with this team. You know, we're playing a 4-3-3. I thought we were going to play a 4-4-2 with Dembele and Miyoshi out wide. But then as we started, it's more of a 4-3-3 with Miyoshi playing more of an attacking midfield role. It was the attack that was annoying me mostly, because, you know, we had a good start to the game and everything, but they just seem to be moving around too much for my liking. And they're not players who are interchangeable. These are players who are fit for a position. Lukas Djukovic cannot play out on the right, you know, and he wasn't really, but he was sort of being pushed into that position. And Sirikhi Dembele, he's a winger and very much a left winger as well. He loves tagging on that left hand side, and he beats players very consistently and very good as well. And yet we're taking that power away from him, and we're trying to fit him in, trying to shoehorn him into positions that just don't work. And Jay Stansfield as well, you know, and this was happening under Eustace as well. Like, he was being moved out onto the right and onto the wing, when he is a very prolific goal scorer. You know, for as hard as he works out on the right and, you know, out and wide, he just doesn't belong there. And Sirikhi Dembele, he does. And yet we're trying to shoehorn him into the centre. Then we're moving him out on the right and sometimes out on the left tonight. And the subs weren't good enough as well. I have no idea why we decided to bring off Koji Miyoshi and Jay Stansfield for Hogan and Burke, who are two players who just aren't in form at all. And Miyoshi and Stansfield, yes, they've had a bit of a dip recently, but they've scored this season and consistently, and they've set up goals and they've been a threat. Hogan and Burke, they just haven't been. So why was that the sub? You know, why didn't we bring on Sunjic, who we brought on after we were 2-0 down? You know, why did we decide to bring Donovan on? Surely that can't be good for his own performance and his improvement. They were substitutions that Karanka would make, and I've got a thing about Karanka and Zola. The thing is, like, they both were managers who didn't succeed with Blues. They both had terrible win streaks. But the only thing with Zola was the fact that he was playing his football, and the football was decent, but he just couldn't buy a win. Karanka, on the other hand, the football was terrible and the results were terrible. You know, he couldn't even buy a pass, never mind just getting anybody to, you know, score a goal or anything. And there were shades of that tonight. And that really worries me, not because I feel like we're going to get relegated, but because it just looks like we're going back to how we were. And I thought we were away from those times this season. I thought at the start of the season, we got a win against Leeds, which I was absolutely thrilled with. You know, that was the result that we needed to become the new Blues, you know. And the performances we had after that, we were unbeaten for the first few games of the season. We were playing really good as well, battering away. We're getting results, and that is all that matters in the Championship. And that's the thing that's annoying me with Rooney, is that he's come in, and yes, he's had a tough few first five games or whatever, but he's inherited a team that was sixth. And he's come in and he's had no compromise to his style or tactics. And look, I get that I'm just a fan on YouTube and, you know, Rooney sees his players day in, day out. But I've got to be honest, you've got players who were absolutely flying in form at the time. And you've come in and they don't play like they how they were, you know. Like, you put Sariki Dembele in Leeds team, then he absolutely flies. You put Stansfield in that team, you put them in the Leicester team or anything, you know, that. There's no argument with them. They would be that quality. And we're using them as like fill-in wing-backs at times. It's like, come on, we've got great players. And it's only now that we've started to put Jordan James into the starting lineup. You know, the kid's a Welsh international, and yet he could be gone in a few years' time and be playing in a Premier League team. And yet the amount we've got out for him, for the amount of that he puts in, is really poor. Look, I could go around in circles about it for ages, but the result, the bottom line tonight is that we just need a win. That's as simple as that. We need to hit a bit of form because it's not happening for us at the moment. Rather unfortunately, the divide is back between the fans again, which I thought we were really beyond at this point. I thought, you know, the fans are going to come together. We've had a great start to the season. Yes, Rooney's come in, but I thought, you know, he's going to pick up where we'll pick up where Eustace has left off, but typical Blues, isn't it, really? But anyway, thank you for everybody who came on to the live stream tonight. It was great. It was really good to do, really enjoyable to hear all of your comments. It's nice to see a few people coming back, a few known faces. Cardiff next week. I'm not going to that one either, unfortunately, but I will be back to do another live watch along. Fingers crossed the weather's slightly better for those who are travelling down. And fair play to the people who travelled down there tonight. You know, £37 a ticket as well. That's a very expensive ticket for a Friday night game. And, you know, for the value for money and the entertainment you get for that, it's disappointing. We've got such a loyal fan base for that club, honestly. It's amazing. They're so lucky to have us. But yeah, in the meantime, thank you for watching and keep right on.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.